Now back to the School Teacher of the Year, at least as nominated by the Obama administration.
You will not disrespect the President of the United States in this classroom.
I'll say what I want.
Not about him, you won't.
I'll say what I want, said the student. Not about him, you won't, said the school teacher in North Carolina. 20 past 7 o'clock in the Rob and Dave Show. Welcome to this morning to the show, the blogger at dissonantprof.com. She's also Georgia State University education professor. Mary Graybar joins us right now. Professor Graybar, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. You are right on the inside of this story because you've been following liberalism in schools. You've been following the shift to the left, in fact, to socialism. And one thing we're seeing in the last 3 years is, as the title of your article at townhall.com, ignorant teachers who see Obama as a king.
Yeah. Yes. Well, this teacher displayed her own ignorance of, the way our government works. And, she more appropriately described what would be seen in Soviet Russia. Alexander Solzhenitsyn was thrown into the gulag for insulting Stalin. So, she's got it all wrong. And, as I say in my town hall column, she is not that unusual in her attitudes and in her ignorance. And the problem begins in our colleges of education where teachers are trained.
Well, you bring up the point that in past nations, people would have been thrown in jail for saying things derogatory to their leader. She told this student that in the George W. Bush administration, people were punished because they spoke bad about President Bush.
Well, then I think about two-thirds of Americans would be in jail, or at least half of them, We wouldn't have jail space enough for all the people who said negative things about Bush and who displayed it on bumper stickers, wore it on T-shirts, made movies about him being assassinated, showed him as Hitler. I mean, it's absolutely absurd. There she is teaching social studies, and sadly, she, I don't think, is that unusual. I've heard similar statements from social studies teachers at conferences, read their comments, looked at the curricula, looked at their backgrounds, looked at the education schools, what the professors of education schools specialize in, and unfortunately is not that unusual.
Yeah, so. Mary, it's a very sad state of affairs because all we're told is we need more money for education, more money, no more wars, just spend trillions and trillions of dollars, all education, the federal government should be involved, and this is what we end up with. This lady literally could not have a conversation with a teenage boy and was shutting him up constantly. If you listen to the dialogue, a lot of what she says is is just shutting him up. I mean, this is the result of a socialized government-run program.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And studies consistently show that there is no correlation between how much you spend per child on education and what they learn. And in fact, there's an inverse correlation, and a lot of this money is just wasted on programs that browbeat students emotionally that indoctrinate them. So yeah, it's unfortunate, she represents, I think, probably more than half of the social studies teachers. They may not all be screaming and yelling at students, but their understanding of American government, their attitudes, their investment in Obama is, very similar to hers.
And what's funny, Mary, is people will listen to me and think I'm anti-teacher and I'm against education. And what's funny is it's the exact opposite. Good teachers are really awesome and valued and are hard to come by. And if we have a privatized system, think about this. We would have teachers being recruited all over the place. You would be in Cobb County, Gwinnett County, Fulton County, DeKalb County. They would be fighting and bidding for the best teachers. They'd be putting packages together up and coming. Hey, we've heard about this great teacher in Smyrna. Let's get this person up here. Throwing benefits at them, relocation expenses, high salaries. And so the thing is, I'll get blamed as being against teachers. I am for teachers. I'm against government getting involved, and we end up with the lowest common denominator, and we end up with as an argument in a classroom.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. It would be so hard for a conservative or even moderate person to get through education school these days. I mean, I wrote about this teach-in that I went to at Georgia State University back in February, and I think a lot of the professors had their education students there for extra credit, and I had these poor guys sitting at this workshop I was participating in. One was supposed to be a phys ed teacher, another was supposed to go into music, and another was going into history, and they were learning how to use Howard Zinn materials from Rethinking Schools Curriculum Company about how Columbus was a genocidal maniac. How do you get through this? I mean, people are weeded out. You've got to be, a raving radical and not too smart to begin with to get through most of the education programs today. And I think most of the education classes are bunk. They don't teach the teachers in their subject matter, so we need to start with that. Maybe just a couple or a few classes on, developmental psychology and, teaching methods, and the rest you just need to know the subject matter, which this teacher in North Carolina clearly did not.
When I was in school, we honestly learned the history of the United States, the history of the state in which we were going to school. We learned about mathematics. We learned about English language and social studies in its real true sense. Nowadays, as you point out in this article, teachers are taught to teach their students things like race, class, and gender in education. And this is the name of the course at Georgia State University, right?
That's right, yes. This professor who got up at the teach-in and pledged to give her students extra points for writing legislators on behalf of anti-immigration laws did this in a class called, Class, Race, and Gender in Education. So, but those classes, if you look at education websites, that makes up the majority of the specialties of education professors, those kinds of classes, rather than, American history, mathematics.
Right. Professor Graybar, we just have a little more than a minute left here.
Okay.
We had a woman named Charlotte Iserby, who was at the very highest level in the Department of Education, advising the Secretary of Education several years back, and she said that she discovered within the Department of Education this plan to turn the American school system into one that teaches socialism, that teaches social values as opposed to real, true, critical thinking skills, skills necessary in making it in life. I mean, is this something that you believe you see now in the education system?
Yeah, I don't know if there was a formal plan to do that, but I do know that the people who came of age in the 1960s, they're in education. It's estimated that 25% of the members of the SDS, Students for a Democratic Society, went into education. Bill Ayers, primarily. You've got people like him who have influenced the curriculum, who've written the books. Their books are being used. And maybe socialism is not, expressly presented in the classroom, but those ideas are
all right.
There.
Dr. Graybar, thank you very much. It's good to talk to you this morning. I always appreciate your expertise on this.
All right. Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
We'll talk soon. 729 now. Rob and Dave Show coming back with Dr. Kerwin Swint in just a couple of minutes.